This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
K-O-Z-N. Unspoken like conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, UNO. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John.
Time this any better. I mean, two of Michael's favorite events happened over the weekend, and he gets to be here to recap them both.
Love a spring game. Do love a spring game. I do love a spring game.
I don't know.
I love a spring game. It's so much fun.
On sportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone.
About the Friday night game being rained out is that we played early enough I didn't have to watch it live.
Watch what live?
The spring game.
Oh, I mean, that's... I listen to you people talk, you and Josh talk about...
How boring and meaningless
and
it is.
And it's not.
Yes.
It's... I mean...
Did Nebraska
spring
win?
Football
it's
is meaningful.
One, it's not...
The
it's,
spring scrimmage game is not.
It is. Because you get to see things... And it confirms, right? Confirmation bias, sometimes you can call it that. But I've been talking about Ja'Cory Barney since the moment he got recruited. Mm-hmm. Talking about him, he's going to be a difference maker. He's not going to be the Tyjon Lindsey. He's not going to be those guys. He actually can do everything. And what we got was confirmation bias, right? We got a confirmation of what he can do. And now everybody's like, oh, there we go. Yeah, I know. But we needed to see him do it in a game before I think he knew for sure.
But it's not and that a game.
It is a game. Anytime you line up in the sport of football, where you could be paralyzed, injured, die at any moment. Every time you line up in that, it's a game. It's real.
They need to put that on the scoreboard.
It's true. It's true.
Like a Surgeon General's warning. This spring game could be dangerous to your health.
It could be very dangerous to your health. It's football.
How much?
You might have to get a knee replacement before you're 50. I mean, yes, it could be very dangerous to your health.
How much of you watching the spring game is more for vindication purposes?
No, it's basically being able to scout people I can't see a lot in practice. I only got to go to one of the practices, right? Yeah. And we're there for 25, 30 minutes.
Right.
We're there a little bit longer because Coach Rule came over and started talking to us. We started talking about the Mets, and well, that was it, me and him in 86. We were all over it. He's a
Wait
Mets
a minute.
Fan.
You engage in conversation about started, a team that you no he, longer follow he start, or love?
He started the conversation, and he said a couple players. Then I said a couple players. Then he said a couple players. Then I said a couple players. And
Dude's
he looked at me,
guys.
And we're like, we're talking about the 86 Mets. Let's go. It was crazy.
And you missed all this great opportunity to watch his team. He was probably trying to distract you intentionally because probably someone that you thought was going to be good was out there messing around.
They had all gone inside to do drills inside, and we were still outside, and so we were chatting with him. But it's not about even the confirmation part. It's simply to have a chance to see people move at the next speed. Every time you play in a game, all of a sudden your speed amps up. It just has to be. And the way you throw the ball. We got to see... Dylan Raiola make throws that we haven't seen, except for a little bit by Tanner Lee, that we haven't seen almost ever in this program. He made four or five throws, and Kalen made one, that were as rare to Nebraska football as anything that's rare. Like literally finding a, what do you call it, a box turtle in Alaska. I mean, you just don't find this stuff. And it happened. And you're like, oh, wow. Okay, so this is the real deal. He can make throws that other people who've been quarterback here couldn't. It's just,
We'll break that down. We will break that down today because okay. I did watch the film.
Watched the film.
I watched it.
Nice job.
Reluctantly, but I
do.
It.
I do want to go back and listen to, there's a part that I want to go hear about when Rule went to the booth. That's always good stuff. When coaches go to the booth.
Yeah.
They said he went. They said he did, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he ended up in the booth there in the final quarter.
I want to check
quarter,
that out.
So.
I want to check it out when he went to the booth.
But
see what he had to say.
Grum Down today brought to you by the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard. Based on said spring game, the Husker expectations poll phase two is out and on the launch pad. It's ready for launch. Actually, it's already sky high. We'll explain. Spring football, it's over. The NFL draft, it's over.
Now we have nothing.
Knicks fans to Philly, it's over.
Bing bong.
Now we have nothing.
Jack Mitchell's on a one-game win streak, and he's so cocky he's put himself in the lineup tonight. Mitch Sherman of The Athletic was also at said spring game.
I talked to him. Mitch and I talked. He's got a new podcast.
He does. He and Connor have a new podcast. We'll talk to Mitch today as well. We will grade the quarterbacks because, as Michael said, we saw things we haven't seen in a while from a throwing standpoint.
Mm.
Has anybody heard from Ryan Kalkbrenner?
He's not going anywhere.
We haven't heard from him.
He's not going anywhere.
And, friends, don't forget, with Peacock, you do get SummerSlam.
I just canceled it today. Just canceled Peacock today. I did watch WrestleMania, but I canceled it today. I was like, you know what? There's nothing else I really want to watch on it. I canceled it.
You might need it in 4 months.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll come back.
Well, I literally said in the text to my wife,
I said, when football season comes around, we got to get it back.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Same thing with Apple TV. I finished watching the morning show, and we watched all the Masters of Air and the documentary and all that. Yep. And now I don't have anything to watch until Severance comes back. And so we canceled Apple TV
too. Cancel it and get it out of here.
Get it back, yeah.
No, that's no problem. That's the beauty of all these apps.
Yeah, just when you need it, you get it. When you don't need it,
you get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it's those people who don't get rid of it, they're the ones that get got.
Suckers.
They don't use the app. That's why I watch a lot of things on the apps.
That's why you...
So I feel like I'm getting my value.
Here's the recommendation I have. So there's a lot of different ways you could pay for this stuff. But I don't know what you... You have Apple, you have Android?
I have an Android.
Okay.
Phone.
So like you have Google Wallet and stuff like that?
Yeah,
run all of your subscription stuff through one place. That way you know where it's all coming from. Mm-hmm. So when you want to go see what you still have, it's not scattered all over the place.
Right.
And you go, oh, okay, I can just delete. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, it
makes it easier.
It's a good plan. It's a good plan, and folks, you're going to need it. 402-951-1620. That's the 42 Degrees of Source hotline. By your mom's house. You can also hit us up in the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at USC1620. That is where phase two of our polling is taking place, where we ask you, what is your expectation? What's your season expectation for record? Regular season. The options are the same. I've gotten people pushing back already saying, how come it's 8-4 or better is the best option? Because that's what it has been the last 4 years. We wanted to keep all the options consistent so we can compare and contrast. So yes, 3-9 or worse is still an option. 4 wins or 5 wins, still an option. 6 wins or 7 wins, still an option. We just want it consistent from poll to poll to poll.
It'll change eventually if they were to win 9 games this year.
If they win nine games next year, then phase one next year,
okay, wouldn't have three
the
and nine
parameters
or
will,
four and
will
eight.
Slide up.
Right, 5-7 probably.
There will still be a, you know, something, something or worse
sure.
option.
Right, sure. Yeah.
Because we have to give an option for the Iowa fans.
Did you see that guy who tweeted out all the incompletions by Dylan Raiola? And says, this is your savior going against the scout team of Nebraska. Look at him. And he just tweeted out all the incompletions. It was hilarious. It's a great troll.
It is a great troll.
It was an outstanding troll.
Because, you know, just as fans, we'll highlight all the positive things. And
but it wasn't true either because some of the defensive guys sat out, there were guys who were going to be starters who played.
Well,
and he went against them when they were going one-on-one. So it wasn't like they weren't going against some people.
Again, I don't look at this as it is not the same as when they're going to play Iowa. It is not the same as when they're going to play Ohio State or anybody else. But you do watch his throwing mechanics, the touch, the velocity, the
movement in the pocket.
Sure. All of those things.
Yeah, can he throw to his left?
That's what I watch for.
Can he throw to his left? Can he competently throw over the middle with confidence? Those are things that some NFL quarterbacks that were in this draft that couldn't do.
Right.
Right, J.J. McCarthy couldn't throw to his left. Not efficiently. Just look at his numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped off from like 60% to like 31% trying to throw to his left. Couldn't open it. So, you know, I mean, it is a valuable tool for fans to just be able to get an experience of new guys. Like, who are these new guys I got to look out for? Ja'Cory Barney obviously is an example of that. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like that. So the Ishmael kid, the tight end, I couldn't wait to see him play last year. It didn't happen. I get a chance to see him in the spring. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what I thought watching on tape. That's what I thought. That's that kind of guy. He's got great hands. He's got good athleticism. He's got great balance. So I get a chance to see him. It was awesome.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I got to hang out with, you know, people that I don't get to see during the offseason. It was nice. Talking to people, hanging out.
You used to be able to hang out with those people.
Talking about, no, not really. There's always that big gap where you don't see each other. You see each other all the way in the football season. Mm-hmm. You see each other in the spring. You don't see each other again until, because a lot of people live in Lincoln. I get to see Schaefer, you know, Papa Schaefer. I get to see him. That was nice.
Papa Schaefer.
I get to see Brunts, smartest man in the world. Got to see him.
Well, I don't know if he's smartest man in the world. He picked the A's.
Well, you don't. You know, good and well.
I know.
If you could just pick.
I'm just giving him a hard time.
If you could just pick, it doesn't work that way. You just end up with teams.
It just kind of happens
that way.
I don't
distinctly remember saying, oh, God, I have to be a Mets fan.
Well, you did pick not being a Mets fan.
I did. I picked not watching baseball. And they're a part of baseball. So
right.
If I quit watching baseball, I quit watching them because they're part of baseball.
But you have quit them, too.
Because they're part of baseball.
Right.
I quit baseball, period.
Right.
I'm not watching any baseball. I got rid of my baseball app, and I don't watch any. I have no idea what's happening. None whatsoever. I don't know who's leading
the
division.
Our teams play this week.
The Cubs and the Mets play?
Yeah.
I don't have any idea.
The Astros and the Rockies are playing in Mexico City.
Why?
To spread the sport.
That's stupid. It's altitude. The air quality is horrible. Why would you go to a place like Mexico City?
They should go to Galveston.
Air quality is better in Galveston than it is in Mexico City. And you're also not playing at that altitude.
Exactly.
I don't understand that. That's,
well, it is the Rockies.
America's,
they're used to playing at altitude.
American sport, dude. It's America's
sport. It's a world sport.
It's America's sport.
It's a world
sport. Most of the world doesn't give a damn about it.
Well, it's the national pastime.
Yeah.
But
you know, in the Rockies broadcast for the first game the other day, they said that the northern Mexico was mostly where the baseball is, but it's starting to creep its way south and even overtake soccer in some parts of the country.
I will never believe that. I will never believe that it's overtaking soccer. Ever.
It's starting to.
It's just as ridiculous as thinking that soccer is going to overtake anything in this country.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
I don't know. I just don't need baseball in my life. I just don't. There's no reason for me to watch the sport. I'm not interested
in it. Well, right now is a perfect time because you got nothing else. You just said you got nothing else going on.
Well, no, now I can just do what I've been, yesterday, I binged an entire season of a TV show that I wanted to watch. It was awesome. I didn't have to watch
any
baseball.
You have TV shows to binge between now and August.
There's a lot of shows.
You going to watch the Ben Franklin show?
I don't know.
Ben Franklin
was
a cool
Ben
dude.
Franklin
oh,
show?
Oh, dude, I know. I visited his house. There's an area in Philadelphia you can go to where you can walk through.
Doesn't he have a five and dime?
That's funny. Nice. No, it's a bank. Anyway, so you walk through there and Franklin Credit Union.
Nice.
Anyway, you walk through there and it has all of the stuff about him. He was a philanderer. That dude slept with more women.
He
was a hoe.
He also liked to sleep with older women because they were more experienced.
Experience, yeah. He was an interesting character.
He was just a horny old guy.
Who's playing Ben Franklin in the show?
Oh, what's his name?
Crap.
Oh, yeah.
He's a well-known dude.
Yeah, what's his name's son? Spartacus' son. Michael Douglas.
Yes.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas is like 90 years old.
No, Michael Douglas is like in his late 70s or early 80s. His dad died at 100 something.
Which is about as old as Ben Franklin was.
Yeah, he did live to be pretty old compared to people. But so
doesn't he look like really
I have a
right
whole
now?
Bunch. No, he looks really good in the outfit.
Well,
so I'm watching Shogun. I started watching Shogun.
Yeah, I'm going to start
one episode
soon.
Through Shogun. I have that on my list. And it's about 7 or 8 that I have on my list I want to watch. So I got to finish Mr. and Mrs. Smith still. We have 2 episodes of that left.
Well, you're going to have to, you might want to pace yourself. There's a lot of time between.
There's a lot of shows. There's like 17,000 shows available.
You still have
your
Apple?
Yeah, but you're not going to watch them all.
Well, maybe.
You still have your Apple? Or is that
I have it until it's gone. I canceled it today.
How much longer do you have it for?
I don't know. Probably the rest of the month, I'm assuming. I don't know.
I got about 4 seasons of a show for you to binge if you haven't yet.
The rest of the month is.
For All Mankind.
Oh, I tried it. I watched the first 3 episodes and just couldn't get into it.
Oh, really?
I watched the first 3. Yeah, I just couldn't get into it.
The problem is the rest of the month is like 30 hours from end.
Yeah, but I don't know. I canceled today. I have to look and see how long it goes. But I tried watching it. It's interesting, sure. It just didn't do it for me, though. I'm also not a big space race guy.
Oh, well. Yeah,
not a big space race guy.
Because he
that whole
thinks
show's
the damn
the
thing
race.
Was staged. I don't even want to get into this conversation. All right. You can also hit us up, John at 1620thezone.com, Equitable Bank inbox, Old Man Doug. Equitable, we take banking personally, answer the phone on the first ring. Jack Mitchell is in the green room. He'll join us next. Right here. Michael Sevier filling in today for Josh, who By the way, congratulations.
PR.
He set a personal best.
PR. It's the Oreos, baby.
It was the Oreos.
Maybe it was.
He's onto something.
Maybe it was. He finished 99th.
That's in the top 100.
Yes, it is.
Cool.
Like I told him on Twitter, you were 30 spots short of being really nice.
I know.
Nice.
That would have been awesome.
On 1620 The Zone.
Nick Grimm for Circa Sports Iowa. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and you can heat up too with the Circa Sports Iowa app. You want the Celtics on the money line? Minus 500. Will the Thunder Pelicans game go over 216 total points? Maybe you like the spread on the 76ers and Knicks. Knicks are minus 4, by the way. And with tight money line splits, low hold models, and no account limiting, Circa Sports Iowa is the app you want to use if you're ready to stop playing around with those other books and you're ready to get serious about your sports book anywhere in the state of Iowa. Now, earlier I mentioned that they don't do any account limiting. Other places do like to do that. If you get on a roll, they don't want you to win so much so fast. Circa Sports Iowa doesn't do that because they get it. They want to keep you around and you will want to stick around. Also, their customer service is just the best. It's like having the hospitality of Las Vegas in the palm of your hand anywhere in the state of Iowa. They want to help you figure out whatever it is. And it's real people, by the way. It's not AI. It's not chatbot. It's just real life people wanting to help you, also a real life person. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today on your app store. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.